Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 90 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit us at www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 28th of October, 2013. The title is Contracting. Over the decades, I have seen many varieties of services used by mills which were contracted to outside firms. Maintenance, logistics, environmental testing, and so forth come to mind. For instance, nearly every mill minimally has one or two contractors who supplement the maintenance forces. The area which I have often thought would make the most sense to contract yet is done only rarely is maintenance stores. There are several companies which do at least a partial job of providing these services. Fastenal comes to mind, but I'm not aware of any company that provides a full-service maintenance store solution. In an area where three, four, or more mills are within a four or five drive of a central location, it seems like it would make a great deal of economic and performance sense. Motors, bearings, and pump parts would be attractive items to consider for such a scenario. I can think of several places in the U.S. South, Wisconsin, the U.S. Northwest, and Europe where these conditions exist. Keeping motors in pristine condition is a special challenge. They need to be kept in a nice, dry atmosphere with a regular rotation program. They are expensive, even the 50 horsepower in smaller sizes. Cutting the inventory of these by sharing the spares with several mills should be an economic winner for everyone. In these days of predictive maintenance, having spare motors 3 or 4 hours away should not affect uptime. You'll know at least that far in advance if you need one. Further, if you have some of today's remote monitoring systems and link my theoretical storeroom with your monitoring system, they will know exactly when you will need one. They could have a motor well on its way to you before you have taken the machine down. The same system could work for many other items as well. In a recent talk I gave, I discussed farm machinery maintenance. I pointed out that farm machinery has risen greatly in price and complexity since I was a boy, yet the stores kept on hand by the local dealer have dropped significantly in quantities of items as well as cost. They have been able to do this by using overnight delivery services pulling from a central store located near an overnight delivery central hub, such as Memphis, Tennessee, or the Cologne Bonn Airport in Germany. Now, we won't tolerate waiting up to 15 hours for a critical part, but if the scheme I have outlined is followed, we won't be required to either. There is big money here. After the investment cost of the mill and the cost of raw materials and finished goods inventory, the maintenance storeroom is the next largest requirement for cash. It is also a place fraught with theft and losses due to poor storage conditions or inventory control. It takes people to manage it. My vision is a facility that not only properly stores and accounts for valuable items, but one that can help maintenance by preparing kits of repair parts for maintenance days. For instance, say you need to replace dryer felt roll number 75. If the central stores has the information already, all you have to do is tell them you plan on replacing dryer felt roll number 75. I would have expected central stores to tell you that dryer roll 75 is nearing the end of its useful life because they are monitoring the vibration of every rotating item in your mill. It is only your decision whether to place it on this shutdown or the next. You make the decision and Central Stores prepares the kit. Additionally, several days before the shutdown, Central Stores sends you a pre-work package electronically. This package tells you several things. First, it describes the exact procedure for removing and replacing dryer felt roll number 75. Next, it gives you an authorizing requisition for you to electronically sign and process for any special rental equipment such as a scissors lift. Central Stores already knows if you have a scissors lift available or whether one will be needed to be rented for the day. Finally, it tells you which mechanics on your staff or your local contractor's staffs have the skills required to change dryer roll number 75. I hope this column has left you feeling as if your current maintenance management protocols and systems can be more nearly associated with blacksmith shops of old than with techniques expected in a 21st century pulp or paper mill. Embarrassment is a great motivator, sometimes even more so than saving money. Yes, this can happen now, and it will obviously save lots of money when it does. Everything exists to do this today. All that is missing is senior leadership in one or more companies willing to execute the idea. For safety this week, I obviously saved for now the idea that Central Stores will also publish a safety sheet unique to the replacement project at hand, including specific lockout, tagout procedures. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.